Yeah, so did the mainstream media cover the protest at all, the movement at all?
Yeah, see, I mean, there are two like sides of it. One is they covered it, some people positively, some people negatively.
Yeah.
I mean, we know, I mean, they covered it like one student is disappeared from campus and there was this, according to them, a kind of minor scuffle and a minor fight. So it happened and a student called Najib is disappeared and he is not in campus. So this kind of news. And about our protest that the students were beaten up, detained, and Najib's mother got detained, all these things. So some like those who are little bit a kind of media which are not that much against, so they were like publishing and printing all this news. But on the other side, this news is also there that Najib, against Najib's family, against his community and his religion, that he is a Muslim, he came to JNU and that night he was watching YouTube videos about ISIS, and later on there are few media like websites who published this news that he joined ISIS and all this stuff. I mean, these news are there, so there are like against the movements and few very less pro. So
being part of an organization that was also part of the union at the time, do you know that if the union brought out any press statements at the time?
Yeah, there I remember there are multiple like press conferences and happened, and press release is one of the regular activity of the students union, which I mean it's not only of that union, even the unions which were there before, even during our time. So it's a kind of regular activity that whatever happens, I mean, even till today, whenever there is court hearing or anything, whatever happening by CBI or the whatever progress or what is the report, the progress report is there. So a kind of, you know, press release is sent to media. So obviously I remember that time press statements were there by students union.
Okay, and who writes these press statements?
Those who are in the students union.
Okay.
And those who are part of students union. Mostly they write it. And if if they are very much, I mean, those who are continuously following the issue, they can write it. If they don't have like time, then we manage, like we sit together and then we can write about that. Yeah.
Let's come to the repercussions, like what happened after the initial phase of the protest. Did the university agree to any of your demands?
If I talk about all the demands, the university has not accepted a single demand till today in case of Najib.
Right.
Regarding the punishment to all the VP guys, to suspend their hostel, to make them out of bound, or to file an FIR in police station, or to take any kind of any kind of action to find out Najib and bring back him. So no single step is taken by the administration, we can say that in quote unquote no positive thing has happened, but there are few things which are positive, which emerged from the moment. For the first thing is that the admin was not ready to punish the AVP guys. So the chief proctor who was inquiring the whole thing, proctor was another guy. I mean, now the it is different. The chief proctor then was AP Dimri, who resigned after Najib movement. So another lady from the VC's own group was appointed. Then she was also replaced, and another, like, so 2-3 proctors have resigned under this vice chancellor. So what happened, the chief proctor, after the pressure getting from the protest and the movements inside campus, he came out with this report that these are the guys who beat up Najib in that day. on that day, in that night, and they are responsible for creating a kind of, you know, a riot situation that night. So he recommended for their hostel transferment and financial also punishment, like this fine and all, and also one of the students out of bound, suspension,
like these
AVP students. But he made this report public without asking the vice chancellor. So, and the vice chancellor got very much angry on this chief proctor because of this act, that how could he do such thing without asking me and punish the AVP guys, because the vice chancellor is also from the RSS, the AVP, which is associated with. So the vice chancellor put a kind of hold on these punishments, and he said that I will review all the punishments. So initially the punishments which were there, so the vice chancellor reduced them, and he simply said that no, okay, it's fine, 6 months hostel transferment is okay for this act.
Right.
So few people were transferred from Mahimandi to nearby hostel Lohit, and so they are there even after 6 months. So
that was the only punishment that was
only I'm talking about this thing. This happened because of the protest and because of the continuous pressure by students community in that time. So we can see that this is a kind of, you know, it's a movement's one step ahead in that case, that we have something today which we can show at the court. Because now the court, and the case is in the court, that we can show that now, see the earlier punishment and the punishment which were given by the vice chancellor. So their own committee, their own inquiry is saying that they beat up Najib that day, and they also beat up the vice chancellor. This is also there, Bowden. So this is also there in that report, which is diluted by the vice chancellor. Another point which is kind of this also, like Rohit Bimula movement, this also made a kind of across the nation a kind of solidarity which was built up among various communities.
Just before that, you spoke a little bit about we spoke about police and how they have been acting, but let's talk about the other state agency, the courts, that you mentioned a little bit briefly. So what is happening in the court case right now, and do you think it's going in favor of our movement, or how is it, how do you read it?
So far, in case of Najib, the court, the bench has a kind of positive behavior or positive response towards the lawyers of Najib's family till today. So, but it is there in everyone's knowledge that the starting from Delhi police to SIT, this CBI crime branch, all these people, they continuously drag the case for more than 1 year, every agency, and there is nothing new which they present every time in the court. So the court knows this thing very well, that the CBI is coming up with nothing new in every court hearing case, but they ask question to the CBI. So this we have witnessed, that the judge asked the CBI, what are the secret things which you want to show to me? There is nothing secret as such. So you can share this information to their family as well. So when we go to CBI to hold protest, so that they can feel a kind of little bit pressure before the court hearing, because they do nothing throughout the time from this hearing to an next hearing, but they don't do it. So we have to keep pressurizing them. So when we go there and protest there, so they don't share a single piece of information. They say that is a kind of very secret information. So it will have a great impact, and it can be misused by, and it will a kind of negative impact in finding out Najib and in this case. But whenever they go to court, they have nothing, something like that to tell the court. So the court has also pointed out this, that in every time, like every time you come up with the same report, which you presented last time. So what is the new thing? Why are you not taking lie detective test? Why are you not accessing their WhatsApp and SMS records? Why are you not calling them for interrogation? The court has asked these questions, yes, and also the lawyers. So this like the court's behavior is there, but yeah, I mean, so far it is not completed, so let's see what will be the role of the court in the end of the day.
You were mentioning this a little earlier. Do you think this movement found resonance in other campuses? Like, something that I can recall is this huge thing that happened in Aligarh Muslim University also on the Najib issue. Do you think similar things happened in other campuses?
Yeah, I mean, we know, like, across the country, those campuses, we were like, who stood up for stand with JNU movements. They this time also they took out rallies, marches, organized various things, protest demonstration and meetings, all the sorts of solidarity programs. So now Justice for Najib movements also forged this link and the solidarity across nations. So there are, yeah, not only campus, I mean other groups also, they took out this and organized this. So it could, like, it forced that solidarity.
Right. It's a slightly disconnected question. What has been the reaction of your family to you being to your student activism? Like, do they know about it firstly?
See, I mean, frankly speaking, when I joined politics, I mean, in the beginning, and decided to contest election as one of the school representatives in my school, so I mean I did not inform my family, and they also don't understand about this kind of, you know, what is politics, what is contesting in the school representatives and being elected in the students union, because we don't have that kind of, no one from my family is in any kind of, you know, political activity and all. So it's not that much difficult, and it's not that much easy for them to understand all these things, because it's out of their mind to talk to them that, but they know that, yeah, I'm doing is a sort of, you know, student activism, and I was elected and I was in the students union. They know this thing, and they only wish that whatever you do like good things, which will not come on you, and you should not be like you should not be like involved in or unnecessarily get into someone's like surveillance or. You should not be framed, in other words. So their concern is there, but yeah, sometimes they feel also a little bit worried, because they don't understand what kind of, you know, things which we are doing. They simply know that, yeah, we were like doing student activism and we are students representative. Sometimes
did they know about this issue in particular?
They got the news about this. They might have not known, I mean, the details of the case, like what happened about Najib incident, because maybe this thing, I mean, they could not get it, which they got it during the stand with JNU movements. But because it's my family, then I have talked to them, and we have talked. Whenever we have got like this opportunity, or we talked over phone, whatever. So they are aware that one student is missing from the campus. So they get worried because of this, you know.
Yeah,
one student from your campus is missing, so anyone can be. So this is their fear.
Do you feel personally targeted by the university administration because of your involvement in social activism? Student activism.
So this like those who are like kind of, you know, part of those student activities in campus, so they are like singled out and pointed out by the administration. And this is not only the case with me, this is the case with everyone, not only the students, I mean the teachers. Those who are attending public meetings against the administration or rallies, they are also. So in particularly in my case, I mean after when we were in the students union, after that Najib, then every like issue is happening one after another. So we are part of all the protests inside campus and also outside. So this is one of the reason the administration that you are a political activist and your ideology is not which is matching with us and you are against us. So for every single issue they will like point out and they will send a notice that this person must be there and we have to send him a notice. So they are targeting personally, even if we are there or if you are not there, but they assume that we are everywhere and against them. So they want to like make us like get involved in every issue, and so they are, the target is there.
These notices are for inquiries.
Yeah,
like they're calling you for an inquiry.
Inquiries for every inquiries, and there are also punishments.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So, and have you been punished?
Yes, I have been punished by the administration. I mean, multiple times also.
Yeah.
So.
And what form of punishment?
They also give monetary punishments,
right.
And also kind of academic suspension, fellowship, hold, all these things. So, and they will not let you promote from your MPhil to PhD or
right.
submit your thesis or dissertation, whatever. So, these kind of, you know, academic harassment and punishment is there. But like now every case is in court, so the administration has punished, but they could not materialize because all this punishment, they have no basis, they have no grounds at all. So now like every case is in court, the court has also instructed that you have followed nothing and you are punishing students and like collecting money and all these things.
Did a notice come for any of the protests that happened during this movement?
Sorry, did you?
Did a notice come to you, like this sort of a notice, for any protest that happened during Justice Banerjee?
Yeah, it did come. I mean, I have notices. So, there are ghera out for few days and protest demonstration happened continuously during that time, so Najib time. So for the inquiry is not completed, the inquiry is there, and also protest demonstration. So for that there are notices which I have got for this issue.
So I won't say looking back because the movement is still going on in some form or the other. But after the initial phase of the movement, like looking back now, would you say that there were some mistakes on part of the movement? Like, is there something that you would do differently, or you would want your organization to do differently, or even the whole movement for something to happen differently?
See, I mean, this was, you know, another like a kind of, you know, we feel that we don't have that kind of mechanism and you know that machineries to confront the AVP or the administration or the police. Okay, so if Najib was from AVP, then he simply could have been traced out and brought back to campus, but he is not from AVP and he was not from any other organization, but yeah, the people who were involved in meeting, they were from AVP, so that's they categorize him as Muslim and leftist and all these things. So this, I feel this is a kind of, you know, lack that we, I mean, this is, yeah, it's true, it's not in case of in our campus or from our, it's true with like all left or whatever, I mean progressive movements, that we don't have that kind of mechanism. So this, I mean, to extend it, the point is, see, the AVP, the 9 people who were named in FIR and deposition, all these things, So they were getting all sorts of legal, financial, political backup.
Right.
Okay. So we did not have any source of this. Okay.
Yeah.
So even to file a case, we have to take money from our own people or
yeah.
students, teachers, whatever, and we have to move to court to go to any lawyer, a good lawyer.
Mm.
So we don't have that, you know, kind of, you know, scope or options. We have like very limited options. For ABEP, you take this example for to make it more clear. Additional Solicitor General of India is appearing in the court on behalf of ABEP. So we can imagine how much, you know, a kind of political backing and money is given to them.
Right.
So we don't have this. So yeah, this is a lack. Immediate lack, but I really felt that we have to sort it out, and
we have to build on it.
There should be a kind of, you know, legal and political legal backing, at least a legal team or whatever. So
this that happened like on our campus, like a Muslim student being first brutally beaten up by ABVP and then his enforced disappearance. Do you think similar incidents against Muslim youth or even youth from coming from different marginalized backgrounds, these sort of similar incidents happen in other campuses or other parts of India?
There are in various instances, there is no only like Najib is not the only case.
Yeah.
There are many. Like every single day we get to know that a Muslim is like mob lynched, a Muslim
yeah.
is attacked, and the same kind of, you know, incident, and they categorize that like in case of Najib, what happened, like they accused him of like slapping the ABAP guy, like seeing a kind of, you know, that holy belt, holy the rope
yeah.
In their hand. So these kind of accusations are like given against the Muslims that they
ABAP's narrative was that Najib
hit first
yeah.
by seeing our, you know, holy band
yeah.
On our hand, in our hand. So we were Hindu and he was Muslim, so that's why he hit first.
Yeah.
So
and you don't believe this, like none of
this is not the case. ABP's version
yeah.
to defend themselves, but this is not the truth, you know. So they get out and
yeah.
so this kind of, I'm just giving this example, this kind of accusation are given to Muslims, and Muslims are accused with these sorts of things, that they are like anti-Hindu, so they are anti-national, they are like, they don't say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, or they don't, and they eat beef, all these things, they
yeah.
carry beef. So with this kind of allegation, Muslims are attacked, and yeah, they are also disappeared. I mean, people, even there are many cases.
Yeah.
Like Najib is, so it is in Delhi, and everybody got to know about it. But there are cases people don't know about it.
Yeah.
So there are cases of disappearance. There are cases of lynching. There are cases of like ABAP's violence and right wing organized violence. So it's not the only one. There are even after that.
Yeah. Has there been any? So you said there are like solidarity movements in other campuses. Incidents like this also happen across the country in other campuses also. So do you think, has there been any move to sort of unify these struggles, sort of forge form some sort of campaign or some sort of forum?
Formally this could not happen, but informally this happened
yeah.
because in social media and all this through, so whatever link we got, so people like got involved in that and made themselves part of that. So there is this Facebook page, Stand Bring Back Najib.
Mm.
So this is a kind of, you know, this like Bring Back Najib hashtag, and this became a kind of platform.
So bring back Najib.
So this became a kind of view. So everybody got associated with this, and not only India, across, like, I mean, outside India also, other universities in West. So they also organized programs on Najib. Whenever we were giving a kind of call in Delhi or in the country, with coordinating other people, so they were also like organizing in our solidarity. So this informal kind of, I mean, we did not directly approach them, but they did it.
Yeah.
So this informal solidarity was.
Did something change for you at a personal level because of your involvement in this movement, in this particular movement? Like, did you learn something as an activist or even
yes,
at a personal
I mean,
level?
I mean, we have learned many things. We have seen many things, so that's why we experienced that, and through that we have learned like how, I mean, in terms of law, in terms of legal issues, judiciary, or I mean the experience which we got during this time by the administration, by the police, so this will not go away. So this will be there, whatever happens in our future, that how does the police behave, how does the any administrative like officer who is in like in charge. So
you mean that you started seeing them in a different light now?
I mean, this picture is that police will like the police, all these people, they will not be partial. So this image which were there from childhood, like it got erased after getting involved in all these moments. I mean, Najib, before that, in our stand vision, when that the police and the CBI, all these people act with the single command of the boss. So this we experience. Even the vice chancellor has not acted till today. So
just explain that a little bit. Who's the boss?
We know that AVP is associated with RSS, and they are linked with the government.
Right.
So even that time, like many statements from the ministers came out that all these JNU people, they it's easy for them to join a terrorist group than army.
Right.
So this is a kind of, you know, perception they take out, and they go with that. So Najib, being a Muslim, and after that this news came out, he joined ISIS and all these sorts of things. So the boss which I'm talking about is the people who are in the government. Okay, the home ministry, the PMO, all these things. So every single issue, I mean, whatever happens in JNU, a directory from Home Ministry, MHRD, or PMO office, or UGC. So they are the upper level, those. So in their direction, the VC, the police, all these people. So this is very, you know, it is very clear. I mean, any lay person can also understand this. A person is beaten up badly, and he is not there. I mean, the next morning he is disappeared for around 2 years, and the names are there in the public domain. People know who beat up that person, but no one is questioned even for a single time in the police station, or they are like in custody. So anyone can understand this, that so they are, because of their political affiliation, so they
You said you were in your PhD right now. Tell me a little bit about what you're thinking about for the future for yourself.
Now I'm PhD, in my PhD, and also slightly talk about, I mean, a little bit differently. I'm doing my PhD, I'm involved in my activities because my topic is state law and social movement. So I was talking about this law, state, and all these things. So I'm looking at all these perspectives, so I'm involved there. So now my focus is in my PhD because the reason for this is that because I don't know whether I will be able to complete my PhD or not. There is no guarantee at all. I mean, starting from admin to everyone.
Hmm.
So they are a kind of, you know, making a kind of surveillance that whatever we get, so we will make use of that.
Yeah.
So I mean, this
so you
is
fear that you might be suspended or something because of your actions.
Yeah. I mean, that can happen at any point of time. There are multiple inquiries, multiple punishments they are pending. So any point of time they will tell me that we will not let you register or submit your petition. This thing is happening even for a single late registration for one of my academic purpose. They did not allow for my registration for 3 months, so the semester was about to over and they had to do it because they had no any kind of, you know, concrete ground to reject or to stop it. So they have been doing it by blocking fellowships, all this stuff. So the focus is there that I should complete it, because this is also a challenge and also a responsibility, not from my side also because this will be my first PhD, our first PhD in our families. So this is also a kind of, so after,
so
you're
the only one,
yeah.
Just so, explain that a little bit.
So yeah, I mean, I'm the first person from my family to be in university.
Yeah.
So no one from my family, they have gone to university. So I'm the first one. So I'm to college, even I say. So forget why my mother and my father, they don't have a kind of, you know, that much academic background. But my sister, my brother, they could manage a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah.
So I'm the one who saw the university place first time. So this kind of, you know, moral or whatever ethical responsibility is there that I have to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and after PhD, you ask about. So yeah, after completing this, I will get involved in like both. I will manage like wherever I am, I will maintain this, whether it is politics or academics, I will maintain this, which is going on now at present, academy and politics both.
Yeah.
So I will continue that. So it's not like only one thing.
So you're saying that activism will continue?
Activism will continue.
Yeah.
Even after submitting PhD or wherever I am. So.
Okay. Thank you, Rama. Good luck.